What are you writing?
I'm writing AOU MOS. Goddamn.
Oh, right.
Age of Ultron, Man of Steel. Goddamn. Just show notes.
Do you usually do that?
No.
Wow.
Welcome to the Goddamn Comcast. I'm Theo.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know we was recording.
Well, you do now, motherfucker.
Now we do.
Cholo, motherfucker.
Well, hi, welcome. Yeah, I'm Andrew, and we have Bert here today.
Hi, guys.
We've got Bertrand Russell to explain utilitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking to the mic, motherfucker.
I'm speaking into the mic, motherfucker.
Shit.
Shit, no!
Shit, man.
So, we've been away for a little bit. Sorry about that. No. We got busy.
What? Don't apologise. Why are we apologising?
Oh, okay. Screw you guys. But we were busy. So,
fuck you.
Because we don't get paid to do this, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, pay us money. We'll do it properly.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put one out every hour. But
no, fuck that.
That's a lot of effort.
That's a premium service you want there.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point, you might as well just pay me to hang around me.
I don't like the idea of that.
What's the point? You might as well give me money. I'll be like, well, I'll just talk about comics near you for like a few hours. I won't talk to you. I'll just be near
around you.
Yeah, just like, constantly. Just
speak around the subject. I'll never look you in the eye. Or
you're sitting in a wardrobe talking to yourself.
This is. We'll draw a few comparisons with this career now. But so we're back. And a few things have happened, but we can't go over everything. But we'll talk about the big ones. Age of Ultron has finally finished. And issue 10 came out in the poly bag. I'm not sure if you guys bought two copies, because I know I did, so I could get one sealed and then one that I could open.
You nerd.
What can I do?
That's terrible.
I have to.
Okay.
I have to, man. Fuck you, Marvel.
Get shot.
Yeah. No, I did that. And yeah, I don't know. There's a lot to say about Age of Ultron. Personally, meh for me.
It was like a firework that just fizzled out right towards the end. Even from the beginning,
it fizzled out a while back for me. To be honest,
there was
as soon as Stark went bald, I was like, "What the fuck?" Hank Pym's not around, so I guess I have to be a dick to everyone now.
With a mohawk roboticness going on over his head, whatever that was. It was promised to be like a big reveal at the end of there's a secret that's been hidden away for a long time and no one knows. And it just turned out to be an advert for other shit.
Exactly. I couldn't believe it. It was like, this isn't an ending. This is like, and now you can read this. It's like, that's not an ending.
What was the polybag for?
It was because the last few pages were like so secretive that Joe Quesada drew them. So no one else in Marvel would know.
The last few pages, what were they again? It was a recap page and a full page advert for...
Yeah, that was a good one.
Guardians of the Galaxy 5.
Yeah.
And Angela appeared.
And Angela appeared.
Clearly from the Spawn universe.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, whoop-de-fucking-do.
I was expecting it to be like, big secret reveal. The Sentry's alive still.
Yeah, but they also like, they destroyed time. Galactus is now in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was...
Like, there's like no other timelines at the moment because they all just got destroyed. Like that... It was just a clean-up event. That's all it was.
Yeah, it's interesting that they're going to mash everything now with the universes. So
it was a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. But I think it's just like Avengers versus X-Men, even though it was a bit of like, okay, we just need to change things up and start up our new ideas, and they did a good job with everything afterwards. It wasn't that great, but I think Avengers versus X-Men, in comparison to this, much better read, and just generally better done.
I don't agree. Avengers versus X-Men was trash.
I'm not saying it's good, but in comparison to Ultron and what it did,
I think
it was
Ultron
like,
was better. I mean, Ultron had...
I don't think Ultron was needed in any way.
It was so drawn out. I mean, Avengers versus X-Men in general was drawn out. Like, it didn't.
The only thing Avengers versus X-Men had that Ultron didn't was Oliver Coypel.
Right.
That's literally it.
I don't know. I think like with...
And Angela. I really like Angela.
Well, that was nice. But I mean, it only was like one page. It was like...
Yeah, but I, she's a good character. I've read her before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. I'll read whatever they do. But like... because it's revealed, so, you know, everyone need the news. It's like, oh...
Yeah. It was issue 3 came out and then it was leaked Angela was coming. And I'm more excited for what's coming after Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I really love that page in Age of Ultron where time shatters, and it looks like the first cover, no, the free comic book issue for Infinity with the like the yellow glass shattering of Thanos in the back.
Yeah.
So maybe it's linking to Infinity, but
that's smart.
I'm really looking forward to stuff like the bonus issue to 10 AI with Hank Pym, because I love Hank Pym.
Yeah.
They're also starting a new comic book.
And yeah, the Avengers AI. Which
yeah,
like,
and it's going to be a new
really
character.
Really good.
Is that with the Vision and like...
The Vision, yeah. The Runaways, Ultron's son guy, and Doombot.
There's a new guy. There's a new person, like a completely new character as well.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh, thanks.
He's new.
I just know that there's a new character.
Oh.
Yeah, so... But I think, like, for me, like, Ultron started off quite good. Like, I think the first couple of issues, I was like, well, I don't really know what's going on, but it seems
all
right.
Yeah, it was once they went to, like, all different realities and
yeah.
stuff. It was like, oh, come on.
I think that's when it all started to get a bit,
but
I'm like...
making Wolverine killable now or something.
Yeah, but you know what confused me the most? Now there's two Wolverines and Invisible Woman's are running around.
Yeah, but, like, Wolverine was already killable. You just drown him.
Yeah, like, yeah. And also, do you remember...
Like, Wolverine killed his son by drowning him in a small puddle.
And Wolverine technically killed himself in Age of Ultron.
Yes. So Wolverine's going to hell.
Unless they're gonna like make him sort of like to in line with the new movie, by the looks of it, he can't heal properly or something, or he's easier to kill than
maybe
drowned in, which is really difficult. It's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it fizzled out a bit when it started getting crazy with the time travel. That's when I was like, right. And I think it like every issue didn't explain anything like until it got to the end and it was just open ended. It was like, yep, and now it's going on to this. It's like oh,
because
like
Spike.
That confrontation that they had with Ultron just felt really unsatisfying.
Really, yeah, really. I wanted see with the whole start of it. I imagined it to be some big throwdown. It was going to get like loads of messed up, like. Action scenes, and it was none of this.
It was so
and then
literally.
Hawkeye saves the day.
Was it Hawkeye to save the day?
He wasn't even there, was he?
No, it should have been. Well, it fucking should have been.
It was Thor. He just knocked a head off of Ultron.
Yeah, he fucking. It's just like, oh yeah, I remember. I'm the most powerful thing here.
Yeah,
smash. Yeah, you know.
No, that's the Hulk.
Well,
Hulk's more powerful than Thor.
Stephen,
just immediate power.
I think it was Stephen Wacker. I'm pretty sure that he confirmed that Thor is stronger.
I swear, like, Hulk has fucked up Thor on multiple occasions.
Yeah, and Thor's effed up Hulk on multiple occasions.
But in Hulk is better.
But isn't Thor, like, omnipotent? Like, yeah. he's like a god.
Yeah, but like, Hulk's like, Hulk is like,
I know,
the more
I know
you try
Hulk
and piss him off,
like,
the stronger he gets.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas
I know,
Thor doesn't have that. So know, there is conceivably a point
Thor
where Hulk
is Superman
will just
with
destroy
magic.
Everyone.
I mean, Hulk could technically incapacitate Thor for,
Thor,
like, forever.
Huh?
The central year is just Superman.
Yeah, but Thor is also, you can see him as like Superman with magic.
Yeah.
Got a big red cape.
I don't know if he's as powerful as Superman.
Yeah.
No, he is.
I don't think he actually is.
He's got an edge because he's magic. So, like, just being
that,
like, fighting
the magic
him
does
makes
help.
Him weak.
Well,
I don't know
against
if he's
Superman,
stronger.
That's like a specific weakness, where Superman's like. It's just Superman. He can tend to beat up anything.
Yeah, but he's.
But to be honest
magic,
with you, Omni Man is the best.
No, who's the best is Impossible Man from Fantastic Four, the little green alien.
No
one can beat him.
Omni Man.
No, Impossible Man.
Omni Man's more powerful.
I don't care about some moustache wielding
what
man killer.
What? What did you just say?
Moustache wielding man.
You accused a man with a fine moustache like Omni Man.
And grey sideburns.
Yeah, he could fuck your ass.
Like
up,
that hasn't
son.
Been done. He basically looks like a steroid Doctor Strange.
He basically looks like an even better version than every single person you've ever met.
He looks like
life.
Hitler.
Good. There's the invincible dude, the I can't remember his name, Baron something, who looks exactly like Freddie Mercury but with a lot more muscle.
Oh, man. Come on.
He's even more powerful than Omni Man. He like fucks him up. Like,
well, it's Freddie Mercury, isn't it? But he could beat anyone up.
Yeah, little boy.
Wait, are they still doing that movie, was it, with Sacha Baron Cohen and then... Like him doing as Freddie Mercury.
What?
I heard about that ages ago.
He could do it.
I think
like, he could play.
I think
yeah,
he could do that. It's just he's slightly taller, but yeah, he can do it.
Isn't Borat just set Freddie Mercury, but from another place? Is it the same thing?
Yes. Yakshimish. Gypsy Gypsy.
Do you remember when everyone did Borat?
He's just a small boy from a fort. No, he's a small gypsy from a poor traveling family.
Yeah. Silence. Whenever it goes silence, that's just Master Chef Chief talking.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's a prick.
Yeah, we are joined here by a small figurine of Master Chef Sheaf.
Yeah.
That's him talking.
It's him rubbing his ass up. He's watched that video one too many times.
Get Lucifer. Get Lucifer.
Oh dear.
I wish I had a button that would just play that.
Yeah,
just
set something up, get the loose with
it. I need
the
soundboard, motherfucker.
Yeah, set it up, man. So yeah, soundboard. Let's get that. And okay, so Age of Ultron overall, what do you think?
Started off with possibilities, fizzled out really early, and just in a glorious puff of tiny finished.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is Tony Stark bald?
Because he got burned up.
That seems to really bother you.
It well, that was the turning point. That was the that was basically that series is Shark.
It's a different universe.
That was the Shark.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense that he was fucking evil.
He wasn't evil. He just saw
he was a fucking dick.
Do you know what? Actually, the one good thing about Age of Ultron showed the how important my man Hank Pym is.
No, because he's not here anymore. So suddenly him, Iron Man is evil.
Without him, magic wins. Iron Man's evil. Steve Rogers loses.
Why is Iron Man evil?
The Thing has broken body. Why? Because his best friend got killed by some unknown man with three claws.
You mean by the way,
who doesn't solve that? You're the man that killed Hank Pym. Yes, Wolverine, only one with three claws that can cut through anything. Mr. Detective bastard shitface.
But didn't it happen before, like, Wolverine was Wolverine, though?
He was still around, like, at the time, because he was, like, doing the secret government thing. But surely, when a man comes out of nowhere with three claws, you go, oh, man, he's got claws. They look like the same thing that could have killed my friend Hank Pym. Oh, my God!
I guess I got to shave my head and be a dick to everyone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he, like, lost half his body, so that suit was, like, just...
Well, yeah, I thought he was just generally, like, running things, like, not being evil as such. He just kind of had a bit of a dictatorship around him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, so there was that.
Cunt.
Yeah, personally for me, it was just like, oh, well, that wasn't really an ending. And that was kind of unsatisfying, especially for sticking on for that long. It's like 10 issues.
They're beginning new stuff, and you should never end something on a beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Boosh.
But it gives me... When I see Glatkus in that, it makes me pray for a Silver Surfer comic coming soon. It just makes me want to go, please make it so. Make it so. I want a Silver Surfer comic.
Scott Snyder.
I just want the Defenders.
I just want Silver Surfer right now.
Scott Snyder, all I want. Silver Surfer comic.
You just want Silver Surfer right now.
I want Silver Surfer to take me to the galaxy right now.
Wow.
He's going to take you to show me the galaxy. Show me the world in your eyes, Mr. Surfer. Put me on your surfboard and bum me. So you're expecting some kind of pun, but
didn't
no.
he do that? Didn't Silver Surfer?
You're getting fucked up the arse.
Did Silver Surfer do that with some ginger lady? Just took her on a surfboard and like took her to far galaxies. Don't worry about protecting her from the outer atmosphere.
No, because his dick was inside her, so she's therefore invulnerable.
That's disgusting, man. it's a really good way to taint something.
It's why when Superman is carrying someone around at super speed, it's because his dick's inside him. So it's
okay. My lord.
The biofield goes over them as well. Like Lois Lane.
That's
Superman, why he can blow a load like a shotgun.
That's not
blast
true, but Superman says that anyway, just so you can get it. He's just like, no, trust me, you won't
Excuse
be able
me,
to.
Lois.
My penis can
Lois,
protect
Lois,
you from anything.
Lois, can I put my Wilkins inside?
I can cure your cancer.
When does Superman become English?
Yeah, maybe Cavill will get punched so hard.
I'd like the idea of Superman saying Wilkins.
I think
you there, protect your Wilkins.
I am about to punch.
From Zod.
Kneel before Zod, Wilkins.
Kneel before Zod, so I could hit you with my Wilkins.
Was anybody disappointed that there was no kneel before Zod?
I was expecting there not to be one because
Scene. Or at least one bit where he just goes kneel.
There was that scene where Zod is rising up, floating, his arm is falling off, and Superman is kneeling in front of him. So technically, there's a visual kneel before Zod.
That was cool. Yeah, I think... since we started talking about that, Man of Steel, that totally came out. And we've all seen it. And I imagine most of you who are listening have seen it, but we'll talk about what we thought. So, Henry Cavill, I thought a pretty good Superman. I really like him. I didn't have any problems with Brandon Routh personally from Superman Returns. I think he just wasn't given the best film to work with.
Yeah.
But Cavill, holy shit, he's a fucking man and a half. He's big. Like, he really tonked up. Like, that bit where he fucking, he's looking for clothes or something.
Oh, no,
after
he came
out.
On. I was like,
and he was just like, chun, chun, chun.
Like, how is that floor supporting all that muscle mass?
I don't know. The worms were crying underneath the ground.
It's a freeway yawn, everyone.
Probably got a huge penis.
No, but he just, I think he was really, really good. Played it like subtly, but really cool. Not like he didn't steal any scenes, but you couldn't help. Like, he wasn't like, he subtly stole the scenes without meaning to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think he, well, his presence, I think, has a lot to do with it, because that's kind of what Superman is. It's like, he's this very unique person amongst, like, people living amongst, you know, normal humans. And once he dons, like, the actual outfit and takes on his mantle, it's like, wow, you know, he's actually this icon. But he hasn't quite realized it yet, because it's the beginning, you know. So, but he's very, very humble, you know. He's got some humility to him, you know. But generally, the actor is like, if you ever seen like an interview with Henry Cavill, he's just an extremely like modest and like,
yeah, mate, he's down to earth, chilled. I remember seeing the days Man of Steel came out in the papers. There was a picture of him sitting at a bus stop in London, where he lives, with a Sainsbury's bag. Then the next picture was him beeping his Oyster to get on.
No way.
He was like, he actually looked like he was in that scene where Lois was at his dad's grave, where he had the baseball cap pulled down,
really,
jeans and a jumper, just like proper modest. It's like, if you was a, just had
Is
your
he British?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You just had your
film. Wait, you didn't know that?
No.
What? After we just did that British joke and.
Oh no!
I because you said that, I thought you knew.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he's actually.
Thanks for rubbing it in, Andrew.
He's from Jersey.
That's really nice.
He's from Jersey.
That's nice. I come here. I'll give you my time.
Yeah.
I thought he was from, like, that explains why he's slightly posh.
Frank Cho, Women Book 2.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I like
Seriously,
Frank
like,
Cho.
I
like Frank Cho, but when he draws a woman, it's like Frank Miller writing a woman. The curves. The sweat drips down her face. Oh.
Listen, I like Frank Cho lots. Leave him alone.
No.
He's
read Liberty. Read Liberty Meadows, right, and your whole opinion will change.
Well, I guess so, but everything I've seen now is just really just.
I mean, he is a whore.
It's so smutty. It's just ridiculous.
It's meant to be.
I know, but like, it comes to a point where it's just tasteless. It's like,
he's meant to be smutty and not weird. I mean, at the moment, I'm reading Empowered.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that is the same. Okay, it's all smutty.
I think that's different though, because like they. I don't know. It's
Have you read it?
Fuck it. I've only heard about it.
Read
like,
it. It's really good. How far in are you?
I'm a bit slow on it. I'm sort of almost halfway with the second volume, and it's just an excuse to show a blonde lady getting fucked by a giant Korean man.
There's a bit more to it than that. But.
And a ninja who
That just reminds me of
plays
like,
of herself in front of a trapped space demon.
It's really funny.
That is
she doesn't
so
know.
Messed up stuff. And there's like this whole bit where there's a scene where Empowered is talking with a ninja on, like, they're in front of a computer looking at fan fiction, and as they're reading it out, it's the man is drawing it, so you're seeing the scene, and it's just like this guy who's made of cinder blocks. His name is Cinderblock, and he's being made to kiss this other superhero. Just seeing like. Plain faced brick,
yeah,
kissing a giant man. What is this stuff I'm reading? What I actually read it on the bus, I had to turn it off because someone just looked at me like, "Yeah, what are you doing?"
It seems pretty out there. From
it's weird, it's so weird. It's good read. It's funny, but it's just so fucking weird.
Mm. Well, fuck you. It's good.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, back to Man of Steel. With Krypton, what did you
My
guys think
part
of Krypton?
Empowered is the boobs.
I really like. I love Krypton. I love the sterile, dead world, which is on the verge of dying, and I love the like that dragon thing.
That was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I want one of these. Where did I get this?
Well, Russell Crowe looked like a fucking badass on it. It's just like,
yeah, he just. This wasn't like your shiny suit Zod from the past. Not Zod, Jor-El. This was.
Yeah, no, not Crystal City, and I don't know.
Yeah, this was. I'm gonna fuck you up, and I'm gonna swim for a really long time. I actually started thinking to myself, he's going to die. He's going to drown under there. It's not working.
I was thinking that, like, one thing is, like, you know how they're all genetically born to do what they're meant to do?
Yeah.
Jor-El's a scientist, right? Mm. So how the hell does he know how to fight like such a champ?
Well, here's the thing,
does he know the science of fuck you up? Like, or is it just like...
I am very well studied in the arts of kung fuck your ass.
You got
up,
to remember,
Zod.
He is Gladiator.
So, oh yeah, I know.
He was Gladiator. Hood. He's a drunken fighter anyway.
He's a Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
And he was in that
and he's
Cinderella
Superman's
Man.
Dad. I mean, what the fuck?
No, I actually, I didn't... Yeah, but then the same goes for Zod. Like, how was he smart to know how to explore different worlds and stuff?
Well, no, no.
I know he had a team of scientists with him, but...
I mean, that's part of the job, though, isn't it? That's part of the job, you know. Is he's a marine or whatever, or a general, so he has to know how to fly a ship.
Maybe Jor-El was a military scientist. Ooh.
Okay. If you say military scientist, then I could go with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, regardless, Jor-El was fucking cool in this.
Yeah, man. I think everyone... There wasn't a bad actor in it. There wasn't someone that brought a scene down.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
Everyone was strong. The weakest was, like, Amy Adams, but I really don't think Lois got a lot of screen time.
I think with Amy Adams, like, a lot of people are really not quite on board with her right
it's
now.
It's because she hasn't got black hair and she isn't showing her tits all the time.
But I think
that's literally why.
But I think it's because you didn't see a lot of her, like, doing Lois in general, like, doing Lois Lane things.
They
like,
had that whole, like, the curiousness of when she discovered the fortress.
Yeah. That was good. I like that where she was talking to... I wish there was more with that, with like her and Perry, you know?
Yeah.
It's like... Because I was like, this is cool. You know, we're in the Daily Planet. But
we're in the
it's
head
just,
office and whatever.
But that's the only time you get to really
I know,
see the
and
planet.
I think that that's why it's not... It wasn't her like acting that brought it down. It was the lack of her that brought it.
Yeah. I don't think... I'm not really too bothered about what Amy Adams' performance. I like it. It was... I think she was all right. And
I love that whole scene on the ship where Jor-El was directing her.
Yeah, that was great. So,
just turn your head to the left.
Yeah.
Disappear. Oh, there you go.
That was fantastic, yeah. And that's a really cool... It was a cool way of using Russell Crowe beyond, you know, the thing, rather than just being a talking head like Zordon from Power Rangers, you know? It's like...
Power Rangers, that Superman.
It's like there's only one Red Ranger.
Just like, if you go near Nottingham...
Do you remember? Right. Do you remember this quick side note? I actually got freaked out once when I saw the Superman Power Rangers movie, and Zordon was just a dude trapped in a glass.
Mm.
It's like, so that man has been trapped in that glass for all that time. It's got to be like the most. He's just a floating head, but when a glass breaks, he's a man.
Yeah, that was in the movie. Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's got to be like the most. Boring.
And the first thing he does, he's like, "I need to get some pussy." Kimberly.
No, the first thing he does is nearly dies. And then you got that weird
alien
robot.
He tries to sleep
thing.
With Kimberly because that's what everyone wants to do.
Oh, Kimberly.
That's the only reason that anyone watched that fucking TV show.
Yeah, man. Pink Ranger Kimberly. It's the only one I actually remember is Kimberly.
All right, so the Power Rangers versus Zod. Who would win?
Oh, well, hang on.
If they had kryptonite robots.
If they had the Green Ranger.
What is the name?
The Green Ranger. Yeah. Fully suited out in
with
kryptonite.
With his flute and his blowy whistle thing. What do they actually call their giant? Don't they call it a Megazord?
Oh. Yeah.
So it's technically, it's a Zod versus
why
a
Zord versus Zod.
Someone should do a Power Rangers comic, but make it incredibly adult.
Yeah,
like they're like in
you
the
just
middle
want
ages,
to see Kimberly
getting
it done to her, innit?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Kimberly's a prostitute. Frank Miller does it. So all of them are prostitutes. Someone
should just draw fan fiction for you of Kimberly getting done by someone.
You're
disgusted.
I think you
probably,
just...
It's probably not even fan fiction. It's probably just
I think that's a Google search.
Somewhere.
That's a Google search away, really.
Oh, man, let's not do that one.
Yeah, let's
I don't have to. She's probably already put it on the internet. She needs to bump start her career or something.
Yeah, get it going again.
I don't know.
Baby.
I know the only ranger that I know that is like actually doing stuff is that guy who's like fighting, like the Green Ranger guy. Apparently, he does mixed martial arts.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I thought they all died
in a terrible Zordon.
Zord raid that action. Yeah, their thing crashed into the ocean.
Yeah,
but you never know. You might see him again in Pacific Rim.
That's basically, yeah, that is basically the same.
I would love
right?
to see that. Like,
it just takes more than one. Like, the Power Rangers shot. Where? Oh, we don't need it.
I would actually cry if, like, they came on screen, like, with happiness. Like, if you just hear from the distance, like, it's like, what's that sound? It's like, and they just fucking, oh,
go,
my
go,
God.
Power Rangers.
I will actually just
come in with a fly kick to the face, giant monster.
That will incapacitate me. I'll just be on the floor. Just crying and throwing up with happiness.
That is basically the best way to describe Pacific Rim. What is it? It's the last 2 minutes of Power Rangers. Yeah. A movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just found this picture of Geordie LaForge on Chris Burnham's Twitter feed.
What?
What the fuck? Yeah,
oh my God.
Chris Burnham's fucking insane.
We just see some weird stuff, guys.
Yeah, no, I do think there should be a Power Rangers comic set like in the middle ages, like what happened to them after they were left high school. That'd be quite cool.
Then what
would actually
is
be a good
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, I would actually look at it.
Do you know what? I'm gonna write it.
Cool.
Hang on, right.
I've decided I'm writing it.
I know nothing about Power Rangers.
I know everything about,
like,
Power Rangers.
Isn't what happens to them when they get older is they just get replaced with
by
samurais and
yes. Yeah, ninjas it. Replace them. So Batman comes on and goes no more, and then.
How about Power Rangers month for the big two, where every superhero gets a Power Ranger makeover and their own giant robot? Here comes Bat Ranger.
No more.
Here comes Super Ranger.
You can just have, like, everyone just
Wilkins.
Gets
Wilkins.
Yeah.
Everyone gets their Zordon Wilkins. Head for their, like, their headquarters. Everyone gets a customary Zordon head.
The Fortress Solitude is just his dad, basically.
Yeah, Marlon Brando.
Still. Alfred becomes a new Zordon for
the
back.
They're like, it's just like, I made you some chicken soup, sir. And also save the world or whatever.
God, Power Rangers, eh?
Power Rangers is awesome.
Okay, now I want to see Power Rangers versus Silver Surfer now.
Why?
I don't know. Cosmic shit.
Well, Galactus comes down and they have a giant fight again.
Yes, Galactus versus...
Everything comes down to giant people or monsters eventually.
Yeah, Galactus versus
and
the
then
Power
Galactus
Rangers.
Comes by and goes, leave, Avengers. Leave, Avengers. This world is doomed.
There's no Avengers there, but that's what they say.
That's what he says.
Leave, Avengers. Oh, there's no Avengers, man. They're already gone.
When did the Avengers get so fucking sparkly? What's going on here?
Why are they based on dinosaurs when they're clearly cybernetic ninjas?
Mortal Kombat? What the fuck? So what we've just established now is that nothing is the same.
Nothing
no, everything
is right.
The same.
This is what happens when you get, like, I don't know. I'm spacing out.
In a world that lets Star Trek happen, this is what you get.
Yeah.
Star Trek, more like not very good show.
But really good movies.
Well, I like...
Okay, go. We're good.
Okay, cool.
Go,
Power Rangers. Bottle hit the bottle hit the space bar, so it stopped recording.
That should sound nice and lovely. Oh, you bought... Is that hardcover?
Oh, yeah. I got the hardcover, Night Out, and Dr. Manhattan.
Oh, shit. That's the...
Because
right.
you read the front cover. J. Michael Straczynski, Bill Sienkiewicz, Eduardo Rosso.
Should we just
Did
say...
that just come out then?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Have you only got hardbacks at the store?
No, because I bought them.
Can I just say, chime in on this, that this is the first thing in a while that JMS has finished.
Okay.
Properly. I don't know, wait, he did the Superman Earth 1, right?
Did he? Oh,
I don't know who wrote that.
Yeah, Superman Earth 1 and Earth 2.
I'm pleased to know that he... He's finished.
Wasn't it just like Superman and like one other thing that he didn't finish?
Wonder Woman. No, he also didn't finish 4.
That's what
he walked off of 4 as well, because like they were
4's an ongoing thing. That's a bit different.
Yeah, but Superman was ongoing and Wonder Woman was ongoing. He took over and was meant doing, but I think it was because I don't know why he walked off Superman and Wonder Woman. Maybe it was because Flashpoint was coming, but I know he walked off of 4 because he didn't want to be part of the Siege crossover.
Right.
And he was like, ah, oh, fuck you guys.
Titties.
Which made me cry because his run on 4 was really good.
Okay.
And Coypel was really nice.
Is it Coypel or Coypel?
I say Coypel because I'm an idiot.
So what you're saying is I should go the opposite direction of you?
Or you could follow me. Follow me into the light.
Oh, J. Mark Krasinski's Dr. Manhattan.
Did Jay Lee do every issue?
So is that like, it's got every single issue in that then?
Yeah.
Yeah. from all the wait from
Jilly did Ozymandias.
Oh, it was Ozymandias, not Thingy Bob. Oh, right.
So it actually has the Dr. Manhattan comedian Ozymandias, like everything in that.
Not in this one.
It's the owl and
this is Night of the Owls, Moloch and Dr. Manhattan.
Okay, right.
And they're doing ones that's like Crimson.
Who
Clover,
did the interiors for Dr. Manhattan?
Joe Kubert.
Was it not Adam Hughes?
Might have been. Let me check because I'm kind of. I want to know what Sienkiewicz did because Sienkiewicz is on the front.
Another
cover
good
list.
One to get because they're doing them like in bundles for some reason, like multiple books in one.
Yeah.
Is the Minutemen and Silk Spectre, Man of Connor, Darwin Cook. Really, really good. I think the two best ones that came out of Before Watchmen.
Cool.
Do you remember when everyone went mental for Before Watchmen? You can't do it. You're basically ruining what everyone loves. And then now everyone's like,
I think Sienkiewicz did like covers in this. I think he's on the front cover. So
if you're saying he's on the front cover, you just basically saying that Dr. Manhattan is Bill Sienkiewicz.
Yeah,
I can't even say his name.
I wouldn't be fucking surprised. Bill Sienkiewicz is a fucking crazy bastard.
Wah, 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 wah,
like, everyone here should go and read Electro Assassin just because of how they made it. Like he wrote it, gave it to Sienkiewicz, had to rewrite it again, got it back, had to rewrite it one more time because Sienkiewicz just went, I'm just going to do that. Fuck you, Frank.
Yeah, it's a damn head fan. Fuck you, Frank.
That's a bit of fuck off.
Harry speaks as well. He just starts fuck off.
He's like Boomhauer, but with less dedication.
Yeah, the fuck off isn't even a horrible fuck off. It's like literally he's foot version.
You can't think
of
anything. Yeah,
he's like, I'm bad fuck off.
Fuck referee.
Fuck out, no. Blood Dragon. Blood Dragon. Blood Dragon. Middle fingers everywhere. Blood Dragon. Apparently, if you time your weapon load properly, you can actually do two middle fingers.
Really now?
Yeah.
The fable.
Blood
myth.
Dragon.
I want to do two middle fingers.
That's what she said.
In each hole.
Oh, guys, I'm dying over here, man.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have got fucking drunk last night.
Where'd you go?
I went out. Went to see The Killers. Went you laughed. I went to see The Killers, but I actually like them. So.
The Killers last? Have they done like a new album or something?
Yeah, Battleborn album.
That's just come out though.
Yeah, and it is really bloody good live. Every song, even the ones that people are like, oh, I'm not really big, I don't really like this one. Bloody brilliant live.
Is it bloody brilliant?
It's bloody brilliant. Like blood was everywhere.
Oh.
Blood from crying people. They were so happy.
Blood again.
Yep.
And again.
So guys, who read Superman Unchained?
Oh yeah, I totally read that.
All right, what did you guys think?
Good start, I'd say.
You really think so?
It's all right. Okay. I don't mind it. It didn't really reveal much, but it was all right.
Okay.
It was okay.
Everyone seems to be just going, it's okay. What do you think, what do you think of the art? Because I wasn't too keen on it.
Jim Lee.
I'm a Jim Lee fan, but it didn't really...
Why?
I mean, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's good. But the...
You can be a fan of Jim Lee. It's not illegal.
Yeah, but why?
Why is it like not illegal to be a
because
fan of
Hush.
Jim Lee? Right, hang on.
Hush was the worst Batman he's ever drawn.
Hush, I actually really like Hush, and no,
that. All Star Batman Robin was better drawing than Hush.
Yeah, that was
come
nice
the fuck
as well.
At me.
But that was nice as well.
Come
I look
the
at,
fuck at me.
I don't know, I'm just saying like
All Star Batman
really
Robin
well
was amazing. As
I look
well.
At All Star Batman
Miller
and Robin, and I look at Hush as the higher standard of Jim Lee. And then I look at
Hush was like him learning how to draw Batman. By All Star Batman Robin, he knew how to do Batman.
But then I look at the current. What he's drawing in, like, I'm not, it's not even about Batman, so why don't you all just add him
Justice League.
Fuck off.
I've got all of his Justice League ones that he drew from the New 52. And they
that
were,
was
they,
shit.
They were just like, I don't that know, was, because because he's drawing so many characters, it's kind of like, there's only so much you can do. Like
that was just a bad comic book, to be honest.
Well, that wasn't good. The first six were like readable, and then it just got progressively shite, and then I dropped it at 12. And I might go back to it for the sake of the Trinity War. That's going to happen.
Here's the problem
this
with the Trinity Wars.
This might not even happen.
The problem with the Trinity Wars is this. Constantine is involved.
Is he?
Why is he involved?
Wait, is he part of Justice League? Is he part of Justice League Dark?
Yeah, he's part of Justice League Dark. Why?
Okay.
That's not what Constantine does or is.
Because he's magic and probably demon base, and I'm
guessing.
Yeah,
but he doesn't do that stuff.
Guess
like, he's never
I'm
done that.
Guess it's hell and heaven base because Phantom Stranger is Judas, and that could link to thingy bob.
Yeah, but like, why is Constantine, Constantine part of a Justice
League?
You're getting
confused by the Hellblazer Constantine everyone loves and the New 52 Constantine, which is basically just Constantine for kids.
It's not Constantine, though. I refuse to acknowledge that as Constantine.
Well, why don't
that is
you
a man wearing Constantine's
skin. Fuck off.
Well, because it's shit. It's not Constantine.
Constantine.
There are 300 established issues.
I'm not denying that it's rubbish.
Who Constantine is.
But here's what I'm not denying it's rubbish. But as I just said, I'm going to say it again. You're confusing what everyone knows.
No, I'm not confusing you. I'm disgusted by
and
it.
And the New 52.
I know what
there's
it is.
No reason
but there's
why,
no reason
except
for him to be in it.
Hellblazer isn't selling, so we're going
to
stop that and put him in a New
Hellblazer
52.
Hellblazer was selling.
It wasn't selling enough. That's why it went.
It's not. I highly doubt Constantine
and,
is
you know,
doing big enough.
I'm not denying that Hellblazer was a really good book and whatnot, but if people moan that it went, then you should have done something and bought it.
No.
Steve Torrent in it, you fucking bastards.
Do you know what? Constantine just the reason it got cancelled is because DC wanted to put Constantine in the New 52.
Yes,
that's why. It's not because it wasn't selling. It was because
it
that.
Also wasn't very selling very well.
Yeah, it was fine.
No one wants to read about Grumpy Englishman anymore. They want to read about. By the way, I'm just going to quickly side note that Jim Lee design. I would spoilers here of the bad good guy at the end of Superman Unchained.
Mm.
That's what I didn't like. That was a pure 90s bad guy.
Yeah, he did look so, a bit. Yeah.
Here he is, where he's like all blue with some red bits and he's crackly looking.
The bit that I liked about it though was the idea of where he came from and what he does. Like, you know, where it showed like Hiroshima or something.
I did like that.
I was
when
like,
he came out of the bomb.
That's quite interesting.
That's like, actually quite scary. It's a bomb. Oh my god, it's a man bomb.
Yeah, but then like thinking like I like it when people change like history and stuff, like in their stories. So like that's
why don't you read Manhattan Projects?
Huh?
You just described Manhattan Project.
Yeah, Manhattan Project.
It's
all right.
It's not like you're acting.
It.
Yeah,
read
no.
It.
I will. I will.
Read it.
I mean, you're speaking like I
read
advocate.
It.
Hey guys.
Read
like,
it.
Hey guys.
Read it.
Hey guys.
You
guys,
do.
Guys. 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 You know what else is pretty good because it does something similar but in reverse is. Listen, stop huffing and puffing. Right is East of West, where it takes like. What if history carried on? What if that civil war had carried on, the Native
kinda,
Indians never got killed out?
It goes wildly different. Like he kind of goes, well, the civil war carried on and the four horsemen of the apocalypse came around.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty fucking different.
Man.
It's not like Man Project, where it's like, here's all the behind the scenes
it's
shit.
It's a bit
it's
of
like,
a different world.
Yeah, hang on
the
a minute,
apocalypse
hang on.
Happens.
So you're saying that here's all the behind the scenes shit and then evil Albert Einstein turns up.
Yeah, but like that to the world, they
and
still think it's Albert
aliens.
Einstein. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it's all tucked behind the scenes.
And then
whereas East to West is like, here's the apocalypse and everything changed.
His infinite.
So yes, you're right. It's an alternative take on history if the apocalypse happens.
It is, but it's coming.
It's not.
It's coming.
It's probably not.
It's coming.
Look outside. It's really windy.
Oh my god! And that cat is like looking at something. Oh my god! Oh my god! We're gonna die. Yeah, fuck off.
Bill Sienkiewicz.
Here to be here, fuck off.
Have you read Daredevil End of Days yet?
End of Days?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to because I don't want to know the end of Daredevil.
Damn it, man.
Why?
Wait, you're going to wait until they say Daredevil is finished now. There are no more
Daredevil
books.
Daredevil's dead now.
Yeah, I don't want him to do that.
And there's like,
and then some new kid is going to be Daredevil. And it's going to
be. Yeah, but not in the main comics.
No, but it's like, I don't. Care. And I don't want. Why? I don't want
what,
Daredevil
dude?
To be
why?
Dead.
Why?
I'll read it, and I'll always
why?
Know in the back of my head that
why
when I read Mark Waid's Daredevil, I'm
why?
Telling you why.
Why?
We read it assembled, so you don't have to speak.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
No, it's just
a. Why?
It's a silly. It's a silly part of my mind where.
Wait, finish up.
It's a very silly
dubstep.
It's a really
argumentative dubstep. Why you are wrong? Why? I am right.
Is that how Kryptonians argue?
Yes. Have you seen a Saints Row 4? There's going to be a dubstep.
I know. It's going to be some, people start dancing as you shoot them. And there's going to be some good stuff in Saints.
So yeah, but what's the problem? It's got David, Matt, Bill Sienkiewicz,
Brian
really
Michael
good, Bendix,
really
Alex
good
Maleev.
Team. Really good team.
It's like you're going, you know this really good thing that I really enjoy?
No,
I don't want
it's
it.
More, I'm going to tell you my deranged thinking is I will read it and then I'll read Mark Waid's Daredevil and then all in my mind I'll be
completely
thinking,
unrelated.
He's going to die later.
I know how you're going to die. It's all pointless.
So what about Dark Knight Returns?
Huh? Well, yeah, but that's like millions of years in the future.
So what is End of Days?
Wait a minute, End of Days. I actually thought what End of Days was like present day.
No,
like,
no, End of Days is
like End of Days is the End of Days. It's like it's his last.
I thought End of Days was like technically the last arc of Bendis's Daredevil run.
No. The End of Days.
Oh, in which case, I'll read this shit.
It's like an 8-part.
The hardcover's coming out soon. I'm buying 4.
Because you haven't got enough bricks to build your house?
No, I need more Daredevil. And if I have to read the same 4 books...
Are you going to open them all up at the same page? And yes. Rig
you would just turn...
Panorama!
You have a fan on, like, and you like, press it and the page blows.
No, because I can need to go 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
See, that's kind of like some weird like genius stuff where you got multiple books open, but normally they're different books, not the same one.
Yeah, but I could just see in the future. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, shit!
I wonder how this is going to... Oh, my God!
It'll be like, I am God. It would be like being Dr. Manhattan.
It's the Manhattan
simulator. If you just literally just open like loads of pages of like... Say you get 24 comic books of the same one. Yeah. Each one on a different page, you could be like Dr. Manhattan just like looking through time, like... That's happened.
You experience everything at the same time.
But then you've got to decide which one is the current, which one is the past.
And then you get to decide. It's like a choose your own adventure book.
Wow.
At this point, I
actually heard rumors that DC want to do a choose your own adventure book. And
I'd love it if they did a Batman one, cool. But every time that Batman could die, it says no, he uses a grappling hook to get out.
It's a goddamn Batman, cancels it out.
Batman gets exploded by dynamite. No! He's the fucking Batman!
I don't know the full details.
Go back to page 29.
Scott Snyder just purrs through the page and just like, no, it's not right.
I don't know the full details, but I heard rumors they want to try and do one, and maybe it'll have like a reader's effect, will have like effects in the series down the line, and I don't know what.
This is what
I don't know how they would
do it.
If
that happens, I'd be like, Constantine dies in issue 2.
It'd be so good because imagine like you actually want to see something happen. Like you actually go like instead of reading a book and then going, "This is not how it should be." Mm. It should. Oh, it's Batman. Should never sit down.
Batman should have got his fucking nipples out. Should have milked Catwoman like a cat.
Instead, page 1. Do you open the door or does Catwoman get her tits out? Well, clearly.
Clearly you open the door.
Clearly you open the door, exactly. I was just about to say that. You know,
Catwoman's dead now.
I would like to address quickly about the...
She got shot point blank in the fucking
You know
head.
That's,
she,
yeah.
That's the thing though, I'm really speculative
Marshall
on
Manor,
it. Like,
I bet it's Marshall
It's Marshall Manor.
Manor. He'll pick the...
He's just like, no.
Yeah. He'll get shot, he'll just morph back in. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Has anyone seen the covers for JLA recently? Like, the ones that they...
I haven't seen one past the what the fuck issue.
Because Catwoman's boobs have
so
gotten obscenely huge recently.
Who's doing these covers?
David Finch.
Well done, David Finch.
And Finch, like, is somehow, like... I don't know, like, how can she do... anything like Catwoman, like acrobats or anything, she'd have the worst back.
This is what gives her the edge, is that she can do that despite her deformities.
Well, she's a superhero in my eyes if she can.
Not even deformities.
Well, to be honest, she doesn't really do backflips anymore. She just kind of goes, yeah, I'm Catwoman. Do you want to fuck me?
They're not even deformities.
I tricked
they?
You. My vagina is a trickster.
They're more deformities.
My vagina is a trickster.
I'll do some bad jokes. We're all doing bad jokes.
I like that. I think that's going to be the title of the podcast. Catwoman's vagina is a trickster.
That's a bit out there. Imagine putting that into Google. Oh, what's that new episode called? Oh yeah, Catwoman's vagina is a trickster.
We did have Catwoman had the cleanest butthole in all of Gotham.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you did.
this wouldn't be
the
new
standards
territory.
Are already low.
This could be a companion piece.
This is part two. This is the second part.
The sequel.
This is part two of exploring Catwoman's
anatomy.
Cavities. This to the episode, the vagina.
So we work our way.
You guys are disgusting.
Why'd you put a sewer so close to a theme park, Catwoman?
Oh.
Because some kids like to play in the sewer.
Oh.
You
guys are disgusting.
You haven't got any questions this week. I'm going to ask Dan.
Let's make some up.
Yeah, but since you're not a regular here, you can ask us questions.
I'll ask you guys questions. Okay. What, now that the main big film is out of the way, which was Man of Steel this year, what film are you most looking forward to?
Ant-Man.
I mean, this year.
Oh, yeah.
Of all time, Ant-Man.
I am so looking forward to Ant-Man.
I actually really am, because Edgar Wright is directing it, I'm actually
pushing to get the lead in the start. Like, I want to be the lead of it. I actually want to be Hank Pym or Scott Lang. I'll lose the doughiness. And
you missed your chance at MCM to talk to Edgar
about
it.
Oh, my lord, you know this, Andrew.
Age of Ultron. So, Dan's asked me what's today's topic on the podcast. I'm an Age of Ultron, Man of Steel, Catwoman's vagina. No, Phil Sienkiewicz.
To be honest, we were talking about boobs, but...
Boobs.
How did you end up going on to vagina from boobs? I mean, I know it like, seems like a natural progression, but...
It is.
There was no, like, segue into it. It was literally, like, boobs. Yeah, and vagina.
Because she has a trickster.
No, because you were talking about how she was a trickster.
Her vagina is basically, but like, Batwoman's utility. Batgirl. No, Batman's utility belt. I don't
or
know what Batwoman's...
Or Batgirl's utility purse.
She has a purse?
From the old days, she used to have a purse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Comment sexism, guys.
Sexy.
Nice.
It's like old Wonder Woman. That was just like, yeah. I can't move my eye because the eyelashes will come out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can imagine...
Damn my vanity.
Imagine like, whole, like... A six-year-old Wonder Woman. She doesn't want to give up her beauty, so she's still wearing the tiara, but she's now a heavy smoker.
Isn't
she
like,
still wears the costumes, but stuff is sagging.
Isn't that like Dark Knight Returns?
I don't know. Will Wonder Woman ever
Hang on,
sag?
I thought she was fat. No, she's not fat.
No, in Dark Knight Returns.
Well, was that
like,
Catwoman dressed up as Wonder
she's
Woman?
She's like fine. Or is it Catwoman's like fat and old.
Yeah, that's it.
Wonder Woman's like fine. Wonder Woman and Superman bang and start an earthquake.
That's how it goes, man. That's the seismic pelvises.
That's the one thing I don't like. Like, if you read Wonder Woman the comic, Wonder Woman's like a really good character, and then you read everything else, she's either a slag, a fucking idiot, or both. Like, I don't. Why isn't there any consistency?
It would be nice to have some.
And why does it have to be a woman, for God's sake? Why can't a man be a slag and idiot?
Wonder
or
Man.
Both? Wonder Man, yeah. He's actually just. Yeah, I You'd remember
be in
that,
Marvel.
Do you remember that issue where. Do you remember that issue where Wonder Man had Red Hulk in a sleeper hold? You just got him in a sleep hold and made him go to sleep. It's like Red Hulk, as you do. There you go. See you later, man.
Oh, I've been reading Red Hulk, the Jeff Loeb stuff. That's confusing because Red Hulk now is General Ross.
Yeah.
But back then, I haven't got Red Fire in enough to find out who it is. Is it like Samson or something?
No, it's still Red Hulk. It's still him.
Is it?
It's always been him. But they hinted at it being like anyone could be him.
Wait, didn't he
well,
get...
Well, thanks for ruining it for me.
Didn't he get...
Dude, you know who it is. You've been ruining ages.
Well, are they doing a current Red Hulk thing now?
Prick. I was teased and you
no.
ruined that.
Dude. Oh, all right. Pretend I didn't say it.
Dan, okay. So who is it?
Who is... Oh, I'm not telling you. You have to read and find out.
Oh.
Yes,
well, I guess I'll have to do that.
Is it just the
guys?
Indestructible Hulk at the moment? Or?
Just Indestructible Hulk. But I know that... No, there's a Red She-Hulk book. Red Hulk got replaced by Red She-Hulk.
Is it because he got his arm broken in Avengers vs. X-Men?
So I remember
because like Namor broke his arm.
No. Thunderbolts.
Red Hulk is now in Thunderbolts. Ah. So the Hulk family are all spread about. So you got Banner in...
Is Red She-Hulk any good?
I don't know. I haven't read it. I know that it's Jeff Parker and I can't remember the artist at the moment. I'm hearing good things. I'm hearing Jeff Parker's doing really good stuff. But I'm not personally reading it. Hulks at a minute. So you got Indestructible Hulk's got Banner. You got She-Hulk in Fantastic Four, and soon the Mighty Avengers book.
Okay.
And you got Red Hulk in Thunderbolts, and I have no idea where his daughter is or his son. Where's his son? Do you remember his son that like was rebelling? He's like a 7-year-old with tattoos.
What?
Hulk's son, Scar. Look, when he turns,
Scar. I thought we were talking about Red Hulk. That's like
no, man. No, when Hulk's son is like. Normal human, he's like 7 years old, long hair and a tattoo. He's a proper rebel. Fuck you, dad. We get a tattoo and I'm seven.
He's like, he's Dokken's best mate.
They actually had that scene where they were sitting in like a ice cream parlor and the dads were on the hill watching, drinking beer. And then those two were sitting there just chilling. Both had the same tattoos, both had silly hair. And then, like, Scar just went, just kill me now. And then they ended up having a fight. Like, you guys are fucking gay. Your tattoos matching. All you need is blade in there.
I like Dokken. Well, no, I like how Rick Remender treated Dokken in Uncanny X-Force. Have you read it yet?
No.
Oh.
I'm kind of getting to this thing where people
can
go,
I spoil it?
Yeah, you can spoil it because I'm getting into the thing. People say you got to read it, and they're telling me I've got to read it so much. I'm just going, no, I'm not going to read it now.
That happens a lot with TV shows, like when people recommend.
You got to watch it. No, yeah. No.
You do need to read.
But then,
there'll be
that one opportunity you have where you go, actually, I can watch this or read it, and then you end up liking it, and everyone's like, oh, I told you so. But there is always that thing, isn't it, when people say, oh, you have to.
Yeah, you have to do it.
But right. Anyway.
Go on, fine, spoil it. Fine, Mr. Spoily Balls.
So, yeah, there's that bit where, this is why Rick Remender's like an amazing writer. Because you know that like his kid's like about to just fuck up everything.
Yeah.
And there's like another future where he eats another Wolverine, and the Wolverine whispers in his ears, and you don't find out what it is until wait like after it. And you find out what he says is like, this is what happened when he didn't drown Dokken. Because what he does is he holds Dokken's face in this puddle and drowns him. And like in between scenes, it's like Dokken drowning, and then like a bit of like Wolverine pushing him on a swing as a kid. And like what could have been, like if Wolverine had been there for his kid, like all this happy childhood. And it's just so emotional.
So instead of pushing him on a swing, he's pushing his face into a puddle. Yes. Parrot in 101.
It's so fucking emotional. I was so sad reading it because I was like, oh my God, it could have been, they could have had
this
such
a this
is
the same amount
life.
Of pressure I would apply to your back if he was on the swing, but instead I'm killing you.
Yeah, because he's like bringing about the fucking apocalypse. Yeah. Wolverine's like, I can't
was
have
it
to
in,
kill you now.
On, so was it in Wolverine and the X-Men?
No, it's Uncanny X-Force.
Uncanny X-Force,
at the end of it.
They could actually die. It wasn't in Wolverine.
No, Dokken died in Uncanny X-Force.
Okay.
Apart from, like, this was like...
Which volume is
end
this?
End of this year. This is volume it's very 10. Last it's one, like right? The last volume. He basically has to kill his son by putting it, like, just drowning, because that's the only way he can kill
I'll
Wolverine.
I'll tell you what I like that came out of Uncanny X-Force was hippie Angel. This new Angel was just like, hi, well, I'm
the Angel was so shit, they replaced him with, like, dickhead Nightcrawler.
Oh, my God.
Nightcrawler, the one they got...
Is that in Volume 3?
It was like they an alternative Nightcrawler in Volume 4.
Oh, okay.
And he's just a cunt.
So, like, basically, what they cunt. Went, they went, amazing. Right, Angel is blue and badass, so we're going to turn him normal and human and hippie, and we're going to replace him with someone that is normally nice and hippie, but now he's a badass with an eye tattoo. And well, by the way,
no, he's not a badass. He's just a cunt.
Is
cunt.
Anyone reading this X-Sanction crossover thing where... Or is it X-Sanction? Where Nightcrawler is, I think... There's like multiple Earths and
that's like one of those shit crossovers
I kind of want to know what's happening because it seems like something that should be spoken about but could end up doing something big.
Isn't it like Astonishing X-Men or some shit?
Yeah, it's Astonishing X-Men. I think maybe another
who the fuck reads Astonishing X-Men?
Astonishing people.
Who?
Your mum.
My mum. The only thing my mum has read and liked is Saga.
Your mum read Saga and liked it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You feel comfortable.
And I gave her Fatale and she didn't even touch it.
So hang on, you were comfortable with your mum reading the first page of Saga?
Yes.
Do you know what the first page is?
Yes, I have read
Saga.
Well,
yeah, we both, yeah.
All right,
okay. I'm quite an enthusiast.
I would never let any... I don't think
the thing is, like, I've never heard anybody who's not liked it.
I wouldn't go, Mum, you got to read this.
I know someone doesn't like Saga.
Oh, really? Like just straight up doesn't like it.
I'm not going to say their name because
but you do know some.
I do know someone.
It's Brian K. Vaughan. Yeah, he hates Saga. It's like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's great.
Why do I keep writing this?
Brian K. Vaughan's like, why?
Dab your fingers. And Fiona Staples is like, also like, this is shit, but I can't stop drawing it.
Yeah, she can't stop.
Fiona Staples is like just drugging Brian K. Vaughan.
I should have shouted just then. I've just hurt my own head.
Oh my God, I need to see. I want to know what Fiona Staples sounds like. Because she looks like she sounds like a small child.
She sounds like this, right? She sounds like this. Fuck off.
A conversation with Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples. For one of five.
Okay.
This podcast is now guest starring Fiona Staples.
Fiona Staples is a woman.
What?
That was my experience when I found out Ming Doyle was a woman. I was like,
I actually
what?
Thought the same thing. It was like, there's an image preview of Ming Doyle drawing. I was like, wait a minute, what?
That's a...
Start talking, yeah. Fiona. Shut up, Brian.
The reason why is because of Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon. I just automatically assume Ming is a man. With like a long beard on the star and bald head.
Okay.
Okay,
random question. Has anybody got a book that is on hold at the moment that they're dying to like get hold of? Like, I've got one.
On hold?
Yeah, that's on hold. Like you're like halfway through the run.
Oh, I've put
shut
it on
shut up,
myself.
Ryan.
Yeah, that you're following and they're just...
Everyone shut up.
They're delayed.
She just sounds like a normal woman.
That was anticlimactic.
That's the shit. You should have sounded like... Okay, let's see what Mark Silvestri sounds like.
Okay. Yeah, stop that.
So
Mex Alcalay. I got eating cow brains.
Okay. I don't have a book that is... There's books that are going that I can't wait to read. Yeah. I'm always reading like Four God of Thunder at the moment.
Yeah, what's going on with Hell Yeah?
I don't know. Issue 6.
Hell Yeah is the Image book, right?
Yeah, Hell Yeah, issue 6. And it's like him at the end of it just getting... He's just been fucked up and he's in a chair on Mars. and they haven't done
anything.
He's
on a chair on Mars.
Like, he's just in a chair on Mars because he went to Mars.
Could have got a sit down, guys. Where? Mars.
No, because there's bad guys on the car on the Mars.
There's bad guys on the car on the Mars.
On the
sounded cars even the more Mars confusing.
And like, it's just left it there, and I don't know why.
Hmm.
The best thing is, that's the last ever issue, though. It's not really, guys. It's not really the last ever issue.
It might be. Because it's jokey.
Well, I mean, the comic that I'm waiting for still is
I'm waiting for Hellboy in Hell.
No,
to be honest, I'm waiting for Glory
35.
They
still haven't released issue 5, and it's fucking...
I'm waiting for Glory 35.
Saying that, if you mean like delayed Hawkeye, the new issue of Hawkeye, yeah. God damn, it was meant to come out at the beginning of this month, and it's not out until this Wednesday coming. And I was so excited for this book, because I still am. It's on from the perspective of Pizza Dog.
Right.
So, like, you'll be in like his like, from his eyes, so the way he thinks, the way he hears us, and the creative team is Ruff Ruff and Ruff on the little red banner underneath. It just says Ruff Ruff and Ruff instead of Fraction, Arjar and Hollingsworth.
That's great.
It looks like so much fun. I can't wait for it. Just a bit really disappointed that it's I don't know if Hellboy's got a release date, and which makes it
I don't even know,
more
man.
Annoying, but this one thankfully does have a set like a backup day.
I need to do some research, because like it's almost, it almost feels like months at this point.
What issues are out?
Four.
They've how many four. Issues is it
got? I don't know. I mean, I think it's a limited series. I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know. But
all Hellboy has always been limited series, right?
Yeah, they're all like contained stories.
And how long roughly are the issues, like series?
It might be like 8, I'm guessing.
Okay. That's what I don't know.
Dan hasn't got
this.
Back to me with questions yet.
It's because he doesn't like us.
Probably.
So, Theo, what about you? Is there a book that's been put on hold delayed?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
right,
I need Hell Yeah.
I was going
I
for
want
something.
Fucking
I
Hell Yeah.
Can I get a Hell
Have
Yeah?
Have you read Glory yet?
Glory.
Damn good book.
Which one's Glory?
Glory, the one with the
big female lady that bunches shit in the face.
Yeah.
Not yet, but Dan and you both say, you should read Glory and Prophet now.
It's
the Uncanny X-Force thing of... No.
Uncanny X-Force, like...
Good stuff.
The fact that you're not reading that book, that... Fine, fuck well, yourself over.
Well, you're not
mind.
Reading. If you're not reading, you haven't read Peter David's Holcron.
Yeah, so I've read some of it.
You haven't read none of it.
I haven't read all of it.
You haven't read none of it because you don't want to look at art.
I do want to read it. I really want to read that. It's on my list, but well, I want to do it properly.
I'll tell you what. I'll read Uncanny X-Force when you read Peter David's.
So I have to read about 100 plus issues or something.
And you read like 6.
30, you have to read like 36.
Yeah.
No.
Deal.
No.
Oh, fuck you.
Just read Uncanny X-Force. Like,
I'm going to read
don't,
it. I'm
going
to read
dick.
It. But at the moment, I've got some cool stuff to read. Like,
well, you might as well. Are you reading Uncanny Avengers at the moment?
I'm reading that sporadically.
Because
like
if you are, you should probably read Uncanny X-Force because they are like the same story now.
Oh, yeah, I heard this. I heard that...
Like, as of issue 9, it's the same
fucking
story.
Yeah, I was about to
say,
from like a most recent issue, because I know the first part really didn't have much to do with it.
And then issue 5, they started bringing that stuff in.
So is it all
but
going...
But then issue 9, it's like, no, this
does
is...
Does it look like it's
going
to be like all building to some big apocalypse? Sorry.
I wouldn't be surprised. But it's not just that. It's because of like
Kang's
all the shit
as well.
Because you know what X-Force was?
Yeah, it was like the Black Ops team of the X-Men.
It's not even a Black Ops team. It was like... It was we basically go out and we kill people.
It's the fucking...
We do
up,
the
yeah.
shit that the X-Men can't ever... No one can know about. It's not Black Ops, they're just murderers. And then Captain America finds out and he's basically like, I don't want Wolverine on the team anymore. I want Wolverine gone.
He says
and
this.
And Thor's like, I agree, because I just fucked everything up, so I'm going with Wolverine to sort this shit out.
He says this, right, I don't want him on the team, but he doesn't remember Secret Bloody Avengers, which almost did the same thing, except for with murder. They did the same thing with Secret Avengers. It's like, we got to do the secret stuff that no one can know about. We got to end things before they start.
Except with X-Force,
but
it
with
was
no
just
murder.
Murdering.
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's I'm going to spoil some bits for you. Cause fuck
just
you.
Spoil it.
I don't spoil too much. I actually want to read it.
All right, well, Andrew hasn't read it either, so why are you having a go with just me?
The Wolverine stuff was like enough. So yeah.
Wolverine, gather
in. Oh, no, right. Listen, on, all you need to know, all you need to know is.
Well, I need to explain. I need to explain to Bert.
All we need after the podcast.
No, because it's a podcast.
Listen, guys. Listen. I don't want it to be spoiled for me. Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
No, don't.
Alright, where's my phone?
See how that settles it. See how that settles it. You're gonna text me, aren't you?
I'm gonna start texting you shit. Phantom X rape Psylocke.
Oh.
No, he doesn't.
Well, actually, I want
to. To be honest, judging by what else goes in that book, like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Am I wrong in believing that also the current Uncanny X-Force is a spin off of some of that
Yeah, it's the Psylocke part of it.
I quite like it.
It's the Psylocke and Phantom X part of it.
If you liked Rick
but like, that's the thing. It's still like the whole Phantom X relationship. You're not going to understand it really until you read.
Yeah, that's why I want to go back on it. I've only read two volumes. So
Bishop
far.
And shit have got nothing to do with it. That's got nothing to do with it. Spiral's got nothing to do with it. Puss got nothing to do with it. Storm's got nothing to do with it. But the Psylocke and Phantom X side that has got stuff to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you like Rick Remender's Uncanny X Force, you read Uncanny X Force now.
And Uncanny Avengers.
Uncanny Avengers.
Uncanny Avengers is actually just the Uncanny X Force part two.
Uncanny X Men.
Yeah.
Yay, we know stuff.
Cool.
I know stuff now, and this is cool. All
right.
I used to not. I do.
Should we do a quick little Twitter read? Or
are you we, right? Are, yeah. Wait, okay. I
think we need some kind of transition here.
We need to do...
We're going back to Liefeld.
We're going to the Liefeld.
Oh, for God's sake, guys. It's bad enough that I've got a killer's throat and a killer headache.
I'm
about to start reading Deathmatch.
Oh yeah,
I'm trying to. I got issue one in Death a grab bag.
Andrew and Theo.
Issue one's like really expensive, but I got it in a grab bag. I fucking
that is mental. If you want, don't want it, I'll have it.
I've got it.
Theo and Andrew, read Deathmatch.
Okay.
No.
Fine, then read it.
I don't want to read Deathmatch. I mean, you don't want to read Uncanny X Force.
It's really cool. Like, it's by Boom Studios, and it takes like analogs of the big two superheroes. So there's like a female analog Batman, and there's a Superman, and all this stuff. And they get thrown into this prison where they're put against each other to fight. They have no memory of why they're there, except for when they go onto the battlefield, the simulated battlefield, their memories all return, and they know why they're there. And then they have to fight to the death. They're like made. If like they just have a they just kill each other because of a reason. Like yeah. Two best friends could go in there, like used to. And then you'd be like, I don't want to fight you, man. I don't want to fight you either. As soon as it all kicks in, you're like, I'm going to kill you. I'm just going to murder you now. Yeah. And then...
sound shit.
And then, oh, fuck you, man.
I know, I mean, Boom Studios is never a good start with a name.
To be honest,
what?
Boom Studios.
Six Gun Gorilla?
Oh, yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
At the moment, I think Boom Studios is coming up to be pretty good. They've got, like, I mean, Deathmatch is really good. Suicide Risk, issue one came out the other day. Mm-hmm. It's really good premise.
Okay.
And Six Gun Gorilla, which is a gorilla with two six shooters.
He said howdy at the end of it. It was funny.
Talking gorillas, shooting gorillas, not actually shooting them.
No, yeah.
It's gorillas shooting.
Gorillas shooting humans.
Don't shoot gorillas, anyone.
Yeah, don't do that. Fuck.
YOLO Swagosaurus motherfucker.
Why? And that was a tweet for Rob Liefeld.
No, it wasn't actually.
I wasn't. It was just that.
Do you want to hear a tweet from Rob
Liefeld? Liefeld section.
Really. Can we do like a different someone? Because I don't like Liefeld.
It's not actually Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, it's a
parody. Oh, thank God. Let's do that.
It's like
then.
A parody of Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, let's do this then. Is it basically parodying him shouting at people?
Every Twitter that, tweet that he puts up is like all in caps lock.
Jesus, you fucker. Stuff like this.
Well,
you're all high and mighty because your dad's God.
Well, you'll hear what he has.
Please, let's do this.
I will say a lot of people critiquing my work, and I have to say it's great advice for a beginner, but I am seasoned.
You meant to shout it if it's all in cap locks.
Ain't no party like an S Club party.
Did he really tweet that?
Yeah, this is
colorists do not cure cancer. The drive-through at McDonald's didn't even know what I was talking about when I ordered a Big McDonald's. It's their signature dish. What gives? I always see people spouting Shakespeare's catchphrases, and gotta say, I like eat my shorts better than any of them. To be or not to be what? Did anyone drop a pen in Target? Because I found a pen, and if it's not claimed, I plan to use it. This is the pen. Again, if it belongs to you, do not hesitate to let me know.
God. It's an actual picture of a pen.
If a person dies, do they automatically unfollow you? How do you know? No fooling. I could go for a Hungry Man dinner for breakfast. I was making animal cracker soup, but these don't even come close to looking like animals. What the heck? I refuse to eat this.
Oh my God.
I love it. It's so
working cool. On a parody song or two. Don't be fooled by the socks that I got. That's all I have. Stay tuned.
You know what the best thing is, right? Is this is probably actually genuinely Rob Liefeld parodying himself.
I don't know. I'm not even sure if he's got the capacity to... I don't know.
He's not going to... Yeah, he's a genius parody himself.
I'm still journeying from the park. Now I had a little, now I had a lot. But I still know where I came from.
Well, did he just post lyrics from Jenny on the Block?
No, that was just me.
Oh, okay.
Burgers can be a regret food. If you eat 10, ha ha, I ate 10.
I can't laugh. My throat hurts too much.
I created young blood, and I'm literally young at heart. It's ironic.
Oh my god.
Contrary to some beliefs, tracing can be a great learning tool. I recall as a child, I learned by tracing my heroes. I still do to this day. Superman's boring. When does Dark Knight Rises come out? The wife informs me we saw it on date night and I fell asleep before the end of the first trailer. When does Cable come out?
Oh, that's never going to happen, dude. Even if they didn't get paid.
Oh, God.
Once you've drawn 100 comics pages, you are immune to criticism. Make them real fast to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Dads are quite wise, as I realise now.
What? God, what is this?
I hate when I type the word I mean and my phone auto-corrects the song.
Wait, what?
Well, you didn't make any English sense.
Can't even get this finished now.
Basically, all you're saying there is...
I hate when I type the word I mean and my phone auto-corrects the sombrero else.
What?
So fucking bad. Can anyone help me out? Not sure if Scrooge McDuck was based on a real person. Oh, dear. It's like, too hot a day to be out in a leather jacket. Whoa, hashtag Rob Liefeld.
Do you know what amazes me about this guy who does his account is that he actually regularly updates it. It's like he just comes up with these things every day. It's just
my favourite one is I wish I could eat Pop Tarts for every meal.
Yeah. Why?
Because that just seems like something Rob Liefeld would do. Yeah. No pro you'll ever meet enjoys drawing, just as no chef enjoys cooking. It's common knowledge. My 500th follower gets a free Cable or Deadpool comic. Your choice. Just head down to your local store and tell them Rob sent you. Made the mistake of going to the comic store today. I always feel like I'm being judged just for being there. That's true.
Yeah.
That's just the fact, right? Yeah. That's not really a joke. People are pretty forgiving of plot holes if your characters have a lot of swords and guns. There is some real sexy anime out there. Has a comic ever made you cry? Youngblood number 4 for me. What the fuck happened to Youngblood 4?
No, maybe that's when he found out he's going to get cancelled. Yeah, shit.
Alright, okay.
Coney 2012 is a monster. Why isn't anyone talking about this? Coney kept me up last night. I'm scared for Africa. And this was like 10 days ago.
Oh, what?
Don't you sass. I heard you pass gas.
Okay, I think we should move on from the Liefeld section now. But very, very, very good Liefeld section. Alright, so let's try and wrap this up.
Goldfish crackers blow, just saying.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Where's the beef?
So,
I'd say I was excited for Man of Steel if I didn't know it could have been a Nicolas Cage vehicle.
Okay, let's look at the comics list for next week's. What we got coming up.
Don't be fooled by the Rockstar Lager.
Got Hawkeye.
Yeah, well, Hawkeye's going to be one of them. Comic From what life. You've described, I'm like really excited for it now. I had a peek like for the comics list for next week a few days ago. I can't remember them all, but all I remember is that like I'm picking up a lot next week. Like, a fucking lot.
Good.
I've got to admit, I try not to look at what I'm picking up before I go and pick it up. I'd rather just have no choice but to get them rather than like, oh, I can avoid it because I've seen it coming now.
Yeah. No, there's so many books that I get that are coming out this coming week from what I know. Like Superman and Batman, I'm so
excited
like,
for that, man. As well.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I mean, like, if it's good, it's going to make me a happy Andrew. Yeah, there's that. There's going to be... it's the loads of Image books I think are coming out as well. And yeah, I don't know, I'm super psyched for it, but I can't remember them all right now. You got the list up there now for you?
What?
The comics list.
I'm looking at Court of Owls masks.
God damn it, Theo.
They're doing a resin one. It's comics, like a proper one. That's like it's really expensive though.
Really?
But it's like a resin one, not a plastic one.
Oh right.
God,
how much?
38 quid.
How much for a plastic one?
You can get the plastic mask and the first trade for £13.
13.
What if I say I don't want a first trade?
Then suck my dick.
I don't want to suck your dick.
Then I guess you're not getting a Court of Owls mask.
Well, then I'd rather not have one.
Why? Can't you take a shot in the mouth for a mask?
No.
Take one for the owls, bro.
No, I don't want to.
We heard Kevin Smith when he talks. He's just like, I'll take a shot in the mouth for that. It's like, you're probably gay, aren't you, Kevin? He's like, nope, I just know what I'd suck dick for.
As I said earlier, it's not gay unless you enjoy it.
No, it's still pretty gay, though.
No, it's all right.
Get
that comics
list. Did anybody get Extinction Parade? Because I didn't get a copy, and it's made me kind of sad.
What is Extinction Parade?
What is that?
It's Max Brooks writing a comic book.
Oh, right.
Every time someone says the word extinction in comics, I always think X-Men. So, it's
Execution
X-Men.
Saga.
It's another X-Men book.
I like the X-Men. The X-Men crossovers. Yeah. That's okie cocky.
What?
That's your soul.
That's okie cocky, motherfucker.
Theo. Comics list, please.
This could all get edited out in post-production.
No, he's not going to edit it.
He's not going to edit this out. Stop rubbing that.
Okay, that is gay.
I'm just making sure that it's
the way that you were touching that microphone, that is very homosexual. Right,
guys, the fact that you know that that's how I shouldn't be touching it makes you homosexual.
At the moment, Andrew and Theo are having a gay moment, and I'm sitting here awkward.
I'm observing him having
a
gay
moment. Be quiet!
I don't know what to do.
Maybe
Crossed Badlands 31
should,
is coming out.
Shut the fuck up and stop being so gay.
Oh, look at him getting.
Stop being so gay. I mean, there's like a penis in your mouth.
Oh my god,
shit,
just
like,
look
what
at
the
them,
fuck.
Look
yeah.
at them getting all high and mighty and all just new.
Sorry.
You're getting all high and mighty
being
and the
blinded
cock.
By the rainbow shooting out of your eyes. It's crazy.
I don't know why I've come here.
I'm going to put a flanger and a delay on that. It's gonna sound like fucking space blowjobs. He's still just staring at me in the fucking eye. What are you doing, man?
2001 Blowjob Odyssey.
Stop staring at me. It's really awkward.
I want to go home.
It's a long walk home, buddy. Comics list, damn it! Now, please, now.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you stop distracting me. Okay, from Alternative Comics, we have Alternative Comics number 4.
Jolly good.
Altus Press, Doc Savage, New Adventures, Volume 5, Skull Island, SC, not verified by Diamond, $24.95.
Hmm.
Do you want that one?
Not sure if I give any fucks.
Well, you should. Avatar Press, we've got Cross Badlands 31.
Yeah.
4 covers.
Yeah, of course.
Adventure Time 17. Malevolent and Mr. Burns.
Okay.
Regular show. Tarot Witch of the Black Rose.
Okay.
That's like the dirtiest comic in the world. Like, it's just porn. But the trade paperback number 11 is coming out, so if you want to catch up with it, that's a good jump on point.
If you want to catch up on your smut.
I recommend that. If you are lower than the age of 12, I recommend you read this comic book.
Can we put that in the quote underneath this podcast?
Yes. Before we get on the front cover, to be honest. Danger Zone, Subculture.
Danger Zone! Lana! Danger Zone!
Lana!
It's not as... It's Lana.
Danger Zone.
Lana.
Lana!
What?
Danger Zone.
I love that show so much.
I can hear 2 or 3.
Hey, I think you should call Kenny Rogers because you're in the danger zone.
Danger Zone.
BPRD Vampire number 4.
Cool.
Last of Us American Dreams. Yay.
What? Wait, is that for the video game?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Massive 13.
Intro. Boy, hey,
that
massive.
Sounds extreme.
That sounds
a massive 13.
A massive number 13.
I love it. I love when the first one came out. Everyone's going massive 1. It's like,
yeah.
What?
Can I have a massive 1?
Can I have a massive 1?
That's like the king of chodes.
I always like when Man Thing comes out, or like giant size Man Thing. Have you got any giant size Man Things? You fucking get out of my shop.
I know what you want, young boy. We don't have them on the shelves.
But if you come out back, I can give you one.
But if you get down on your knees.
If you kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod!
Anyone else notice that when Zod gets shot off in space here in Space Dildos? The only person that noticed this after me was I heard Kevin Smith talk about it, and his mates, when they get encased in that weird crystal.
Yeah, that.
They get shot frozen. In space.
Yeah.
The things that they are in, they're pods. They're just giant space dildos.
I thought they were just pods.
No, man,
I
thought they were just pods. I'm not, you watch that film again and you'll know that they're flying towards a massive hole in the sky.
And they just fucked themselves. And they're dildos.
Yeah. This is basically Kryptonian saying, you just got fucked.
Is that just an inside joke with the council? They're just like,
yeah. Yes.
And they look at each other like,
we got him.
We got it good.
All right. Shut the fuck up. Mind Management 12.
You're right there with your microphone.
Original Daredevil Archives, Volume 1.
Archives. Did you actually just say Archives?
I love Archives. Archives. On my pizza.
I want Archives
best.
On my pizza.
I want Original
now.
Daredevil Archives, yeah. Volume 1.
Actually, no, you know what? Archives. I'm not feeling Archives today. Just give me the pepperoni.
Why is Daredevil Battles Hitler?
What?
What is
I want this now.
What? That. Just. Yes, please. I'll take that.
Wait, Daredevil is in the Red Guy or some this kind
is,
of pulp
this is,
hero.
This is through Dark Horse.
Oh, what?
That's probably some pulp hero called Daredevil.
Yeah, fuck.
Because I think there was a pulp hero. If I remember, there was like a before Daredevil, there was a man called Daredevil.
Before Daredevil, there was
Daredevil.
Okay, from DC, we got All Star Western 21, amazing comic. Aquaman 21.
Is that not good?
It's okay. It's okay because Geoff Johns is writing it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Is this
like, as soon as Geoff Johns stops writing Aquaman, it's probably going to be shit.
Who's on the art now? Is it Paul Pelletier?
I don't know. I don't care.
All right, fuck you then.
Batman, Superman, Jai Lee.
Yay. I am looking forward to it. Really am.
Yeah, good times. Well, we'll see.
Is it? I heard that it's not Earth 1.
I'm not sure, actually.
I heard it's Earth 2.
Earth 1 is different from New 52.
No, I mean, like, as in, like, you got Earth 2 from, like, the comic books where there's a different Flash and all that. I heard that this is Earth 2 Superman and Batman, not... Well, whatever they're calling current 52 Earth, Earth Prime, Earth 52.
It's not going to be Earth 1, because Earth 1's the other one. Earth 2 is another Earth.
I don't mean Earth 1 as in JMS and Geoff Johns, Batman, Superman.
Are you just saying, like, in continuity?
In non-continuity worlds.
It's a new 52 continuity.
Right, I didn't hear they were new 52 continuity. I heard they were Earth 2, Batman, Superman, before they died.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but that's what I thought.
I have no idea.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay, well.
Let me look at the cover.
Fuck you guys.
Hey, Bert.
Hey. Fuck you.
You lost your handbag.
It looks like...
I think you've lost it.
It looks like Batman and Superman, to be honest.
Okay, well, it's just what I heard, and I thought that was quite interesting. But still, whatever, guys, stop talking now.
Before Watchmen, the Deluxe Edition, Volume 1, Minutemen, Milksparators, and Man and Sins of Gaza.
Cool sentence, bro.
Yeah.
Batman, The Dark Knight, who the fuck is reading that?
Yeah.
Who's on that now? Who's even on
I don't know.
Is it still Finch?
Flash 21. Who the fuck is reading that?
I can't remember who.
Wait, what?
Even that on.
Did you say Flash? You said Flash, didn't you?
Yeah.
I read Flash.
Why?
We were having a talk about Flash before as we were walking up. Shit. I love the art.
Bitch, please.
I love the art. And
the art is beautiful.
If there's a Flashpoint 2, like I heard there's going to be, maybe Flash is to watch because something might come out of it.
Or nothing.
I would actually also like to see like Francis Manapul do another book as well. Like
because if he does other books, he might do a book I like. I don't want that.
You know,
what
I love.
What's wrong? With
I love
it?
Francis it's Manapul.
What's wrong with that?
It's like it's just shit. J.H. Williams.
Yeah, mate, it's really. I love it.
What? Really?
Yes.
You're blind. You're actually blind.
Francis Manapul is bad. J.H. Williams.
No, he's Francis Manapul,
but
and he draws
but
really
with
nice
watercolors.
Art.
Ooh, watercolours.
Yeah, watercolours.
I think the Flash book is at its best when it's drawn by him. When they get a feeling, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't like it when they get the guests on.
Like when they do Batgirl, when J.H. Williams isn't doing Batwoman, I mean.
Mm.
It doesn't feel they got right. Trevor McCarthy to do it, so it's like, oh well, it's still good.
Yeah, sorry, but it's still.
And then Francesco Francavilla did the last issue, so.
I haven't read that one yet.
I haven't read it either.
So what are you talking about? Jeez.
Gosh.
I can't talk about it. I'm not allowed to. Laughly's number one.
Oh, who wants this?
I do.
Who is this?
What
who
is this?
It's the Orange Lantern. It's Scrooge McFucking Duck.
Who's right?
The Orange Lantern.
Giffen.
I don't know. I think it is actually someone pretty decent, though.
Giffen and someone else, right?
I'm getting it because it's Laughly's.
I don't care enough.
Don't read it, you cunts.
I don't care about the Green Lantern universe.
Oh,
Jeff
my
Johnson
God, you guys are such bastards.
I read Green Lantern 21, and that was it. That was the... Because all the Green Lantern I'd read was Geoff Johns. And that was the bye-bye Green Lantern. And then that was for me as well. Right, I'm done. I've read what I wanted to read. I don't care. I cared about Laughley at first as an interesting character. Didn't care that much when he showed up afterwards. And I don't want him to have his own book. If you're going to give anyone their own book, give it to the Blue or the Indigo or something with a bit more mystery, rather than, as you said, Scrooge McDuck in space.
Yes.
If I want to watch Scrooge McDuck, yes. I'll go watch Scrooge McDuck.
I bet it's going to be fucking awesome. And I'm just going to be like, Bert, you need to read this book.
I'll tell you what. I'll come back to you after you've read it next week. And if you don't say, Bert, you got to read this book, I'm going to beat you up with it.
Okay.
Cool. Right, thank you. Paper cuts for everyone.
Fist me with it, bitch.
I'm going to beat you up.
Green Team Teen Trillionaires number 2 is up.
Whoa, that was a sentence. Green Team...
Is that
what?
The actual name now?
Yeah, that's the actual name of it. Oh, it's Green Team Teen Trillionaires.
I read the first issue of this and I thought it sucked balls. And I was gutted because I like Art and Franco. Fart and Franco.
I don't like the art in it, though.
The art wasn't all that. Yeah. It's meant to go with the movement, right? Yeah, that and the
No. It's not. It's just there just happens to be two books like that. That's literally it.
Right. There was a
99%, they're not crossing over. They just it's just poor people, rich people. Nice. That's literally.
Do you
all
think
it
they
is.
Was going to call the movement the Red Team because it's all like red base, and then they realised Garth Ennis has a Red Team. Was like, yeah, we can't do that.
No, they should have called it Poor People.
Poor People.
Justice League 21.
Is this going to be the ones? If it's starting with the Trinity War thing, then I might
don't
pick it
don't
up.
Andrew.
I don't know.
Don't ignore the Trinity Wars. They're gonna be shit. Constantine is in the Trinity Wars. It's gonna be shit.
I don't really
you can't base one character being in there.
I don't really like.
It looks
care
terrible.
Any
it looks terrible.
All I want to know about the Trinity Wars is when is it starting and why has there not been any spoken about?
Well, I saw
because it looks terrible.
I saw like a double page spread where it showed all the comics that were going to be part of the prelude, and I was like, wait a minute, prelude. So doesn't this just mean that it's going to lead up to the actual thing?
Yeah.
So is it even worth picking up any of the other things that lead up to it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Why are you talking about this?
It's because they're in the editor's state. I can just raise it up above you guys. It's bad. Or a subliminal message.
Like, yeah, but that's the thing. I think I'm just going to probably stick to JLA and... Yeah.
JLA's going to fuck all
like
to do
like the idea
of
the free J...
No. It's JLA, it's Justice League and
Justice League Dark.
And JLA.
But there's something else that isn't part of the Justice League.
It's, what was it? What's the name of that woman?
Phantom Stranger or something. Pandora.
Pandora.
Yeah, Pandora, that's...
See, I might be interested in reading Pandora.
But the thing is, right, so what I'm interested in is the three teams going at war, and maybe at the end of it you'll have, like, a whole new take on what Justice League means to the new...
Constantine dies, goes back to Vertigo.
Maybe. I don't know what's going on with the big, like, these beings like Pandora, Phantom Stranger, and the third one there is the Question. From from the Cholton line.
I really liked the
question
in the cartoon. Like,
yeah, man.
I like the question in
the
cartoons
big, like,
that they did,
people.
But he was like...
He's, by the looks of it, he's not even a detective anymore. He's like, he's hanging about a Phantom Stranger.
Wait, he's
doing,
not a detective anymore.
I don't
That's
know
what he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I don't know what he's doing anymore, because by the looks of it, he's like hanging around a Phantom Stranger, who's like this godly person. So maybe, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay.
Fuck Phantom Stranger.
Yeah.
Dan DiDio. Oh, God.
The best thing is, I think Dan DiDio might be writing Laughley's.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's either Dan DiDio
or
Keith Giffen.
You shut your mouth.
And I really hope now it's Dan DiDio.
You shut your
so
mouth.
Bad. So bad.
Dan DiDio is not a good writer.
So bad. I hope he is.
Superman 21.
Mm.
Red Lantern 21.
Mm.
Brotherhood and the Outlaws Volume 2, The Starfire. Paperback. So all that is basically, let's look at her tits for like 6 issues.
Everyone likes to moan about this. It's like, come on, guys. Calm down. In fact, you know, if I was DC...
I'm not complaining.
If I was DC, I'd go, all right then, and do nothing but an issue where Red Hood has his cock out and go, in your face, and I'd be like, oh, God, I shouldn't have said nothing.
Or just go the other way and be like, fuck it. Her in a bikini on every single page.
Yeah. Or just dress her as a nun and be like, well, no, you don't get none of it.
No, you get none of that tits and ass, bitch. Mm-hmm. Talon number 9. I don't know what they did with Talon.
Have you been up to date with it then?
Yeah, the last issue I was just like, you fucked this up.
Really?
What?
Oh, that's the first time I've heard you not happy.
They
with
kill
it.
Him and they bring him back as a Talon. Now he's under control of the Court of Owls. It's just
so he's got to break free again and escape this.
Right.
Basically,
the most interesting thing about that book is gone.
Yeah, but then this is just something he's got to escape, and then he'll probably escape it. But now, no,
because he can't reverse the powers, how do they?
He'll keep the powers, but he'll escape the mind control.
But it just no, it's not mind control. He's not mind controlled. He's just forced into a position where he has to work for them now.
Oh,
like he's like, oh, you can work for us, or we'll kill these people that you love.
Oh. Wow, this sounds, I just don't like. Do you know what? And you're gonna hate this, but sounds do you know what this sounds like?
No,
like very similar to
Cross
Gambit.
Well, guess I'm not reading Talon anymore.
I'm not even kidding. Like, that storyline that you just set up there was not too far off Gambit.
They just fucked this up. Teen Titans 21, never been good. Unwritten 50, never read. Wake 2.
Yeah, I'll pick
Liber one. Mejo is doing a cover.
Yeah, I didn't know that was out next week. Yes.
Liber Mejo is doing a cover.
I don't know if I'm that interested in the cover when I want to know why. What's going on in the book?
Yeah, so, but I like his art. Like, oh shit, guys!
What?
Battlestar Galactica number 2 is coming out.
Oh shit!
Oh my god! Why?
Oh shit!
Uncanny One, Red Sonja Unchained, Mask Gate.
Red Sonja though, it's being written by Gal Simone.
Not at the moment. It's not. Not for a while. We've got like 3 months till that.
Oh, wait a minute! Why is everyone hating on Red Sonja? She's
because
a good pulp character.
Absolute trash,
dude. She's been about for longer than like your fucking great grandfather.
Oh, should I respect her sexist appeal? Like a fucking,
is she sexist appeal?
No, I don't know.
She's, I had just someone kind of shop the other
like,
day.
It's one
that
of the
Hawkeye,
most sexist comic books.
She accused Hawkeye of being sexist.
What, Mr. Hawkeye Initiative? And she should put her in front of that and said, "This is actually a Hawkeye Initiative." So shut up.
No,
hang on, how could Hawkeye be sexist?
No, because like there's a panel where like a woman was wearing like a tank top and underwear after just waking up. She's like, I can't believe women are still drawing that in comics. It's like, she's just woken up.
Yeah, she just woke up.
She's not wearing lingerie. Just woken up.
I can't believe they're drawing people in their pajamas.
No, it's just, I've got like one of those Forbidden Planet packs where you get like 5 random comics, and one of them was that, and like it was just a random issue, and it was just her costume would just cover her nipples and her vagina. And
that sounds
it.
Like Tarot.
You know, it's just
No, that's the thing. Red Sonja is.
I'm talking about the Dynamite book, right?
Yeah, yeah. She can be drawn to be really smarty, but I always like her because I like Conan and that kind of whole. I like Conan.
Brian Woods.
I like pulp characters. I like pulp characters from the old days. So I'm a sucker for all that.
I don't know. I was just
imagine if Michael Allred drew Green
my tattoo. I want a tattoo by Michael Red.
Go and ask him then.
I don't know if he'll do it because he don't know me.
Do you have a tattoo?
No, I want one.
You want to get one?
By Michael Red.
What would it be of? Star.
Huh? It'll be Kirby Crackle.
Ah, get a Daredevil.
No, genuinely be Kirby Crackle on my arm with a Madman Thunderbolt.
Nah, get a Daredevil tattoo.
You're going to get a Daredevil tattoo?
I want to, but I haven't spoken to Dave Mack about it
yet. I'm going to get my favourite quote from...
Are you going to get like just a DD or are you just
going to... No, it's a Daredevil Sugar Skull.
I'm going to get my favourite quote from Bill Sienkiewicz, but it says, "Ed him near the area, fuck off."
Fuck off.
Okay, on and from IDW, we've got Archie, the Complete Daily Newspaper Comics, Volume 2. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who, Prisoners of Time, 6.
Cool.
Nope.
No one cares.
So that's people
TV
like
shows
that.
As far as I go, Doctor Who.
Godzilla, Rulers of Earth.
Godzilla.
They're actually doing some good stuff with Godzilla. Half Century War. Was like, I don't know the answer on there. Really.
How does that work?
Like,
is it just...
No, it follows one man and from his young days as a soldier up until for 50 years
right.
of him, like how his life has always had like encounters with Godzilla. But like the art in it is so detailed and really beautiful looking. I just recommend it to anyone.
Fair enough.
Judge Dredd 8.
I love Judge Dredd. I like Judge Dredd, but I don't need that. I don't really need it.
It's a good comic.
Yeah, I just don't need it.
Fuck you.
I've got enough. I like going back to the bone and stuff. I don't need that.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too.
Fuck you.
Shut up. Come on.
Kiss Sarah number 4.
No.
Star Trek 22.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's just the one I need.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 23.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
Is this the one where it follows the origin of the Foot Clan?
No, this one is
that's
the
a
one
different one.
Oh, okay.
This is about like City Fall and Leonardo's gone evil and shit.
Because someone told me about the origin of Foot Clan and it sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, I actually want to backlog a bit with some of the
True Blood 14
stuff.
Bounce number 2.
I've got issue... I randomly got issue Clone 4 8. Super Chief and I read it. I was like, this
Elephant
is
Men
really 49. Good.
Super Chief, is that...
No,
Chief?
I got
Fatale
it.
Fatale 15.
Yeah.
Fatale Volume 3, West of Hell.
I've got to quickly say...
Five Ghosts
of Hawking
Fabian Green. Wait, did you say Five Ghosts is coming out?
Yes.
Yes.
I might pick up Bounce 2.
I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Yeah, I want to just see how it goes. I'm not sure if I want to indulge myself too much.
I'm not sure if I'm going to just wait to hear what people say and then, I don't know.
Wolfgang.
But yeah, Five Ghosts. Fuck yeah.
Jupiter's Legacy number 2.
Have you been reading Five Ghosts? But
Hoax Hunters Case Files number 1.
I want to read Hoax Hunters. What is Five Ghosts?
It's like this guy who can embody the spirit of like five different.
Oh, I heard
things,
about this. So he's got literature characters.
It's Moonlight.
So he can be like.
It's fucking Moonlight.
Yeah.
Is that what Moonlight does?
Yeah.
Well,
Bendis. He's literally Moonlight. Someone bought it and came back and went, yeah, this is Moonlight.
Bendis went through that thing where. To be honest, I'd even go further back and say...
Bendis went through a hip-hop stage like, yeah, motherfucker, this is Moonlight, son!
Bendis say that thing where he had
drop a beat, Alex Maleev.
He's got a spare personality, he wants to be a hero. But I would say it sounds more like Ninja...
Odd Future.
Cowboy Viking or whatever it is, where there's like a trained assassins who have the skills of a ninja, cowboy, and a Viking.
Yeah.
But with the Five Ghosts, is it a detective?
It's Dracula, detective, samurai,
Archer.
Yeah, you got Robin Hood, Sherlock Holmes as well.
Moonlight.
It sounds. I've actually heard about it. It sounds really good. It's not Moonlight because
and
Moonlight,
the art.
No,
it's
Moonlight. Moonlight.
And the art in it. The art in it is fantastic.
It's Moonlight.
Like the covers they do are really cool. They try
the
and
guy
do like a retro
outside
sort
of his costume.
Theo, stop talking over
Fabian
people.
Gray looks like Moon Knight.
Well, let me guess.
Actually looks
like Moon Knight, as in white man with brown hair.
No, no, as in like
Bert.
The way he is drawn.
But
no,
in the Bendis
Maleev run of Moon Knight, he looks just like that Moon Knight.
White man with brown hair.
Yes, he looks exactly.
I look like Moon Knight, so I'm white with brown hair.
Well,
you look nothing like fucking Moon Knight.
That Five Ghost thing is only like a 5-part.
Oh really?
That's why I got on it. But yeah, the art really awesome. Story's cool. So yeah.
All right, I might need to give it a pick up. And also, I heard you say Jupiter's Legacy, Theo.
Oh yeah, awesome.
Yeah. That's only a mini series as well. Jupiter's Legacy.
It's going to be 10 issues. They're going to do a break and then do another 10.
Oh really? Okay, that's very cool. Good.
That's all right.
Wolf
what else have we got?
Lazarus number 1.
You look like you surprised yourself.
You were just like, oh my goodness.
I just said that.
Goodness gracious me. Lazarus number 1, yeah, that one's coming out.
Okay, is that IDW all done?
That's Image, Nick.
Oh shit.
We were on Image a long time ago, motherfucker.
Oh wow, it was because me and Andrew were having a conversation.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Sex 4.
Oh, cool.
The last issue of Sex, where Catwoman's basically masturbating to her fighting Batman.
Is Comixology still
Comic of the Month? Probably. There's like arse and tits in like every single issue.
Okay. I've been told it's really good and I should check it out.
What, Sex? Or
Sex.
Yeah, Sex is good. You should try it.
No, Sex is good. Have a go.
I haven't done it before.
Have a crack.
Have a crack.
Just open it up and have a try.
Just open it up, see what you think, and then dive in.
Right.
Yeah, just jump into Sex.
The Joe Casey comic book Sex, not the actual intercourse Sex.
What?
It's disgusting.
Oh. I thought that's what we were talking about.
We were talking about the Joe Casey comic
book. The real life Sex is disgusting. Ugh, yuck.
Women are
just talking about the book.
And our men. Genitals are disgusting. Think Tank number 8, Witchblade Rebirth volume 3.
Are we pausing now?
Age of Ultron 10 AI.
Yes.
All new X-Men 13.
Oh, wow. Yes. I'll tell you what, I'm actually looking forward to this, as I said earlier, because it's based on Hank Pym, and it's like, it's finally something, maybe a speck of what this series should have been.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I'm just...
Well, we'll see. I mean, Ultron was just kind of like, that happened, great.
Age of Ultron's kind of like Flashpoint, in that it changed everything, but not really.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's changed that much. It says like there are no more timelines and stuff. There are. They're just sort of like all jumbled about a bit.
Yeah.
They're still like.
And Miles Morales is like trying to have a fight with
Galactus. Yeah, like, punch you, and then like I know that in Amazing Spider-Man soon 2099 is going to show up. So I'm guessing that's why.
Yes. Yes.
All
right. Yes. Yes.
I
want Amazing. I think we're done. I want Amazing Spider-Man 2099.
I think we're done now. What else we got?
I don't care.
Right, we're done.
All right, well, thank you for listening, guys.
Oh, okay, so we've got Daredevil 27, oh. Avengers Arena 11, Captain yeah. America number 8. What? Deadpool 12.
FF8. I love FF.
Fury Max 13, final issue in brackets.
Oh.
Gambit 14. Guardians of the Galaxy number 4. Hawkeye 11.
Cool.
Yay.
There are so many books I'm going to pick up.
Fuck. Nova 5, Powers Bureau 5.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Spider cool. 18, Secret Avengers 5. Star-Lord, the Hollow Crown. Yes, Batman.
Oh, of course, Batman. You think stars are
Uncanny X-Force 7. Uncanny X-Men 7. Wolverine 5. That's a fucking joke of a book. It's shit. You read it?
Why is it shit?
It's not Wolverine. It could be anyone in that book.
Isn't that a kind of a good thing?
No,
because
it's not good.
It's a separate voice to everywhere else where a Wolverine doesn't kill you for one bomb.
No, but it just could literally be any superhero.
I think
in place of Wolverine.
With that Wolverine book, like the art just looks so boring.
What, Alan
shit.
Davis?
I
love Alan Davis.
It's really not.
Is it not? I've not seen the actual books yet. I'm waiting for Killable. Whenever that is, I don't know anymore.
Mm. Wolverine and the X-Men 32.
Fun.
X-Men 2.
Yes, all female.
Oh,
X-Men
room. 2.
Yes.
That was quick, wasn't it? Like just
well, yeah,
because
there was a big delay on the first
yeah.
one.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
Young
that's
Avengers number 6.
Yes, again, Young Avengers. You sort of need to be reading.
Did you
that.
Say
I've got two copies of number 1.
Yeah, you're a boss.
That's I've got the Brian Lee O'Malley variant, and then I got the second
oh,
big
yeah.
one.
I'm actually going to say that you're a boss for doing that.
I am, because yeah. I want one to keep the Brian Lee O'Malley variant.
Look at me in your eye. Look at me in your eye. You're a good man.
With the did you say Uncanny X-Men was out as well?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. It's a good week for Marvel, then. Makes up for last week. Last week for me was like dead. I had like Age of Ultron, and that was it. I had to force my... As you know, there was a second one from IDW called Half Past Danger. Cool name, cool book.
Yeah, I actually like the past
Exo Manowar 14!
Not reading any Valiant. I've got loads stored. Dan gave me loads to read, but I just haven't read any yet.
That's your problem, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Prick.
Man. Yeah, fuck you.
It's not my fault you're not reading Valiant. It's your own fault.
Man.
Grim Tales, 86. Grim Fairy Tales presents Wonderland 12. Isn't Grim Fairy Tales just like porn? Like,
I don't know, mate. We'll read it and find out.
We'll read it together.
Yeah, we'll read it. Let's all sit together in a circle.
Because I... a very specific pattern.
Low light.
Okay, for videos, we've got American Gore Stories Volume 1 and 2 on DVD. Okay. Dust Maiden of Amnesia, the complete series, also on Blu-ray. Everyone Must Die, DVD. Evil Bogorama, DVD box set.
Why are we going through DVDs?
Because there's some great titles this week. Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead.
Oh, yes. That is an instant classic.
What a title.
I need to know what this is.
That is...
That's...
Let's see.
Mysterious Girlfriend X, the complete series.
What?
Mysterious Girlfriend!
I always think about these weird named shows and these like no one's ever heard of. People actually put money into making these.
Mm. It's depressing, actually, because it could be spent on other things.
Yeah.
Yes, Batman! You're going to send more on these. Batman.
What does it mean?
So,
everybody.
Are we out of... Random shit.
Zombie
to talk
ass,
about.
Toilet of the Dead, we are going to frush you.
I think that
from Tokyo
be
shocked, racked with guilt over the suicide of her sister who was tormented by high school bullies, young karate student Megumi accompanies a group of friends on a trip into the woods. Attacked by a crowd of fecal encrusted undead who emerge from an outhouse toilet, the group seeks refuge in the home of the strange daughter Tanaka, who conducts bizarre experiments on the zombies and has another fate in mind for the five strangers.
$23.99. See, shit like that. Someone sat there and went, I've got an idea for zombies, and they're covered in shit.
So someone watched Dogma and went, let's make a movie.
And also, this reminds me of a really shitty one. I was watching the Sci-Fi channel the other day, and they've got really bad ones. There was one on, I think it was Sci-Fi. It was Python versus Constrictor, and it was a giant lab-created 80-foot Constrictor escapes. So scientists put a python onto it, and it's like, what the fuck? It's just ridiculous. Someone actually sat there in an office with a straight face and went, this is what we're going to make.
Well, it's ever since fucking Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Exactly.
It just birthed like all these monster versus films.
It's just ridiculous, though.
Like, with, like, budgets just enough to hire somebody who can kind of use Cinema 4D.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Is anyone going to go and watch that fucking World War Z movie?
I'm going to watch it because I can for free.
Can I watch it for free? I'm not fucking paying for that shit.
As long as... Because, I mean... I don't mind doing that, but if there's something else that comes out this month, I won't be able to give you that like thing for free again.
That's fine.
So as long as you're okay with
it. I feel
like
wasting it on this shite.
I'm gonna see every film for free now.
Why?
Because Andrew makes me.
If anything, we could watch
it. Don't make me fucking cut you, son.
If anything, we could watch it this evening, but I don't know.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it's out.
So we could
technically watch it
tonight. Actually, I thought it was out on the 26th, this Wednesday.
Oh, it's out.
Oh, wow.
Well, the time is right to close the podcast.
Indeed it is. And thank you for listening, guys. Greg's here.
Bye. Bye, guys. Hi, Greg. Right, you fucking twat. Are you drunk?
And thank you for Bert
you still
for coming
drunk?
Down.
Greg,
thanks
for this.
Thanks, Andrew, for inviting me.
It's all right. Don't forget to check us out on the Facebook page.
I will be posting pictures of Shana.
Yep.
What else was I supposed
You'll
to
post the that boom, boom,
Jessica
boom, boom,
Negri.
Boom, boom.
I will post pictures of Jessica Negri so you can all see her beautiful radiance.
That one shot that got me going. Like,
this one shot.
This one shot just changed my life.
Pure cleavage, man.
One shot. It was the best one shot ever.
I'm actually going to be a better person now because of it.
She has got a fine pair of boobs.
And also, don't forget the boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, don't forget
that.
Oh,
no one cares about that. They only
care
about
Jessica
Negri.
No, no,
I know what the people want.
Get jiggy with it.
The people want tits.
People want to get jiggy with it.
And they want a Spider-Man slapping his knees while a big-headed Iron Man stand next to him bending over in front of a little boy's face.
My favourite part is the film. There's a kid like right next to him.
I know, he's so close.
He literally like almost gives that kid fucking pink eye.
But the thing is, the parents are just standing there. Just watching.
It's probably his fucking dad. Son, there comes a time when you must get pink eye.
When you must look at my
Better
anus.
Now than next week.
Okay, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll catch you whenever we come next. I don't know. When are we going
to
do?
I don't want to.
Well, Bert, when are you going to come?
I'm going now.
Bye.
Bye.
Get loose with it. Get loose with it. Get loose with it. Get loose with it.